So I preface that by saying this would be a synth-laden episode of The Burrow, and there weren't any synths to be heard in that song. Though I promise the rest of this episode will be mainly electronic music, because this last Thursday at the Fox Cabaret there was a electronic show featuring Marie Davidson from Montreal, and I was lucky enough to get an interview with Marie. However, not going to play the actual interview itself for a variety of reasons. Ended up, it was a little bit confusing, ended up in a stairwell doing the interview where people kept kind of walking up and down the stairs as we were doing it. And so there are plenty of interruptions in the interview itself. Pretty much unlistenable if I were to play it. However, got a lot of good info from Marie, a lot of her influences, music that she is interested in, stuff from Montreal, stuff on her record label, etc., that I will be able to fill this episode with. So, to Marie, thank you for the interview. This episode is dedicated to you, even though I can't actually play the interview that we did. So, I started the show with Essay Pas. This show is also set up for me to butcher plenty of names. A lot of names will be in French, so I apologize to anybody listening out there who is offended by my French. Essay Pas, which is another project of Marie's. Marie, along with her husband Pierre Guérineau, do this project, Essay Pas. Song was called Hey Hey off of an EP that they put out just called EP, which is clever because it is an EP, but it's also the initials of the band, Essay Pas. So, to move on, what I have next is the new Marie Davidson record is called Un Autre Voyage, another journey or another trip. She was telling me that everything on this album is meant are stories from the road or stories from her life, and that is what inspired all the tracks on this album. It is very good. Officially being released on Holodeck Records tomorrow, April 14th. I'm going to play the opening track from it right now, called Boulevard Taschereau. I'll get these down. I think I'm handling it okay. Anyhow, here is Marie Davidson on the Burrow, CITR 101.9 FM. This microphone button is very, very sticky today. So just, I apologize for if you're hearing clicking noises in the background. That was Police Demours, police agent in French. A band from Montreal, synth band, who did a split record with S.A. Pa, who I played at the beginning of this show. The song was called Corp Invisible, which I assume means invisible body. It's very good, but I'm going to read something better, and that is the description of Police Demours' music. Police Demours is the soundtrack for the nuclear night, a transition moment between the end of utopia and the final ecological disaster, the world after the future. So just take that in. That's what you just heard. Before that was Boulevard Taschereau, the opening track to Marie Davidson's new LP, Un Autre Voyage. I hope I'm not going to have to continue pronouncing these words. Moving on, as I was speaking with Marie on Thursday, getting some of her musical influences, she mentioned a variety of things, but of course it came back to classic early electronic music and synth music. And so this next set that I have are going to be a couple of electronic pioneers, to say the least. What I have lined up right now is Chris and Cozy off of their 1984 record Songs of Love and Lust, which was put out on Rough Trade. The song is called Driving Blind. That is skipping, so I'm going to get a cleaner version of that song and start it over again right about in a few seconds. So after Chris and Cozy, I'm going to have Kraftwerk lined up. Kraftwerk, of course, seen as the pioneers of electronic music, I guess, from Germany. And I will have a song from their album called Der Mensch Maschine, which just means the man machine in German, a song called Metropolis, if I can get this Chris and Cozy track to play. And it looks like I've got it going. So again, this is Chris and Cozy with Driving Blind from the album Songs of Love and Lust.
Saturday, April 18th, CJSF and CITR team up to cover Record Store Day 2015.
You got me curious.
You got me curious, Rob.
Live broadcast from all over Vancouver, Record Store Day events at Beat Street, Vinyl Records, Horses Records, Red Cat, and Neptune.
Experience Record Store Day on air from 1 p.m. till 7 p.m. or in person at any of these locations.
Tune in for prizes, interviews, live music, and more.
Only on CJSF 90.1 FM and CITR 101.9 FM.
Just you and me.
Nothing, just you and me. Aging for beauty.
Anything you say, Stan.
I do all the work, okay?
Record Store Day 2015.
And that's all.
The 2015 Versus Festival of Words is bigger and better than ever. Over 30 events and more than 100 spoken word artists performing April 23rd to May 3rd. Featuring Lucia Mish, Morgan Purvis, Denise Froman, and Dominique Ashaid. Plus, Hullabaloo, the BC Youth Poetry Slam Championships. Check out workshops, panel discussions, masterclasses, and watch out for words flying out of people's faces. For festival passes and more information, go to versusfestival.ca.
Hearing Kraftwerk here on CITR 101.9 FM. This show is called The Burrow. A song called Space Lab off of their 1978 album called Der Mensch Maschine. Kraftwerk, classic German electronic group. Possibly the creators of modern electronic music. I don't know. The problem with doing this is that I'm not an expert in electronic music. And so I'm just kind of going back and playing these things without being able to give you too much background or passion, the passion that a lot of other people could give you with this. But it's very nice. It's a change up for me to play some of this. Also wanted to mention that before Kraftwerk came on, you may have heard a brief advertisement for Record Store Day, which is happening this Saturday. CITR doing an all-day live broadcast with, as usual, CJSF, SFU's radio station, of course. Record Store Day, we do an all-day live broadcast every year from many different locations. This year we have all the regular locations, Red Cat, Neptune, Beat Streets, and Vinyl Records, and adding Horses Records to the mix this year, so it should be very exciting. Tons of great bands lined up to play. So if you're not partaking of Record Store Day yourself and going and getting some of the releases that are coming out, or just the deals that will be at all the different stores, and you wanted to chill out and listen to the radio, you can still get, I'd say, 60% of the experience by listening from 1 to 7 p.m. on Saturday, April 18th. All right. So, moving on from Kraftwerk. Again, this episode is inspired by an interview I did last week with Marie Davidson, an electronic artist from Montreal. She gave me a lot of her influences and for the music she makes, and talked about a lot of things that she's been involved with. So I'm going to play an artist called J.S. Aurelius, who is on a record label called Neuromodulation, which is based in Montreal, putting out kind of minimal, dark synth and electronic music. This song is called Vast Obscurité. I'm taking a guess. Vast, or maybe wide obscurity? I don't know, but it could be pretty close. So, J.S. Aurelius here on CITR 101.9 FM. This show is called The Burrow. Thank you. That was a group called Survive from Austin, Texas, a self-titled album that came out back in 2012 that is being re-released on Holodeck Records, the same label of Marie Davidson, who I've been referencing throughout this episode. So, brief break, and then we'll come back with some more Holodeck Records for you all here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Are you ready for a rockin' spring party? The latest issue of Discorder, that little magazine you know and love, is on the way. The April Launch Party fundraiser is taking place at the Astoria on Friday, April 17th. Some fantastic local acts will be playing, including Still Creek Murder, Crobots, and Romanian-born electronic artist Stefana Fetila. Doors are at 8 p.m. and it's $5 before 10 p.m. That's the April fundraiser for Discorder Magazine, Historia, April 17th, brought to you by CITR 101.9 FM.
Beppy Chris Band presents... Difficult music, harsh electronics, spoken word, cut up / collage, and a general Chris Band weirdness. Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
I love the first description for that show. Difficult music. It's very important. That's maybe the number one criteria for good alternative music, to be difficult. Difficult music. It's what I at times attempt to do here. I also at times just attempt to support artists in their endeavors, whether or not it's difficult. So also, you heard about the Discorder fundraiser happening this Friday, or the launch party for the new issue, the April issue. Head on out to the Historia, and you may see me DJing there at the Historia this Friday. But don't go for that. Go for the bands that are playing and to pick up the new Discorder. As I mentioned before, gonna continue with some more artists from Holodeck Records, a record label based in Austin, Texas, which is the label that Marie Davidson's new album, Un Autre Voyage, is out on, and a group called Bone from Texas, B-O-A-N, Bone, is also on Holodeck Records. They were the tour mates of Maria. She came through Vancouver, and I wanted to play one of their songs, mainly because the show on Thursday night is a little bit disappointing. There were maybe 10 people in the crowd that weren't a part of one of the bands that was playing. And it was a very good lineup and a very good show. And it was a little bit disappointing to see that. So I thought I'll play some Bone anyhow, so anybody out there listening can catch it and see what they missed out on this last Thursday night. So come on, Vancouver, let's support some electronic music along with our fantastic punk and garage rock that we have here. This is Bone, song called Babylon. Thank you. That lovely track was called Dreamwaves. Dreamwaves 2, to be accurate. And it is by a band called Sleeper Hold. Sleeper Hold spelt with two S's. S-S, Leaper Hold. Another band from Austin, Texas on Holodeck Records. They had a album called Ruleth. And that song, Dreamwaves, is the closing track to that album. So, just about coming to the end of the program here today. Thank you all for listening. This has been The Burrow. My name is Andy Resto, and it has been a Marie Davidson themed or inspired show who I interviewed last week. Not able to play the actual interview, but got in a lot of the references that she was talking about. Played some stuff off of her new record. So I highly recommend going to check out her discography. Not only her solo work, but she's involved with a couple other bands. I played S.A. Pa at the beginning of the show, which is a project she does with her husband, Pierre Guérinot. And she was in a band called Les Momies de Palerme. Again, I'm sorry for these pronunciations. And you can find these things online, of course, as you can find just about anything else. To sign off today, wanted to say that a couple things happening this weekend that I mentioned before. Discorder launch party at the Astoria on Friday, and Record Store Day live broadcast all day on Saturday, split between us here at CITR and CJSF up on the mountain. Five different record stores, and also just get out to your local record store to support them. And next week on the show, April 20th, I'm very excited. Right now, I have lined up a phone interview with Hunter Hunt Hendricks, who is the frontman of the rock and roll band known as Liturgy, who will be playing then in Vancouver the next Monday, April 27th. So he will be calling in, hopefully should be calling in to this program on the 20th, next Monday, live for an interview. Liturgy, their new album, The Ark Work, is fantastic. A quarter of the way here through 2015, quite easily my top release of the year. It's a bit of a challenge, I guess, for if you were into Liturgy, the black metal band, the experimental black metal band who made the album Aesthetica, which is a terrific album as well. This is no longer, you know, no more screaming on this album, but it's just as boundary pushing, maybe boundary crossing, and polarizing as their music has always been. So it should be a fascinating interview next week. If you look up some of the things, some of the past interviews with Hunter, and when he talks about how he feels about his music, should be fascinating. The Ark Work, if you have not heard it, please go and listen to it. I'm going to close out the show with a track called Follow off of the new album by Liturgy. Again, thank you for listening. Thank you to Marie Davidson for sitting down with me last week and chatting. And I hope you all have a fantastic week. And maybe see you at Horses Records on Saturday.
Yeah, check it out. I found that canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Nourishing Radio.
Mm. So watery.
And yet there's a smack of ham to it.
There are two things I will carry in my pockets at the end.
Yeah, you guys were always the cool radio station with the, like, fun magazine and everything.
That's right, Discorder.
The wishes we had, yeah. We always wanted a magazine like that back in the day.
Yeah.
My campus radio roots go deep.
We just actually reformatted the Discorder, so it's now in this new cool zine size, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah, that was always the cool thing when it came into the station. We're always like, oh man, this is so cool. How do we get this going? And it's really cool that it's all, like, even sponsored and everything.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's yeah. This is Basha Bilette, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
To the others, to some of the other recordings she has out there, complete with clear and cool tones. Here's Andrea Superstine with What Goes On off of her album Million Stars Hotel.